Frank and Dewey's Tour Shenanigans, written and read by Patty. I'm gonna need a metric fuck ton of Skittles and an amount of champagne and that beer you like, Dewey said without preamble. He was wearing a cut-off pair of shorts of questionable integrity and a belly shirt that had pink hearts on it. Frank blinked at him several times, opened his mouth, and closed it. Like a smattering bathtub-sized amount of Skittles, dude, Dewey elaborated. Okay, Frank said, and let Dewey pull him up from his seat on the ground. We'll have to see if we can commandeer a van or a car or a small truck or something. Frank was trying to figure out if they could sneak off without Brian noticing until they were at least sneaking back in. They could probably pull this off before sound check. Probably. Don't you want to know why I want that many Skittles, Frankie? Dewey asked, looking delighted with himself. So you can hang out in a bathtub full of Skittles? And besides, don't we have an unspoken agreement of just helping the other dude out and going along for the ride? Frank asked. Yes, and yes, Dewey grinned. And the beer is bribery beer for helping you fill the tub? Frank asked. Pretty much, Dewey confirmed. Bribery beer is always the most delicious of all beer, Frank said, because it was true. To the store! Dewey pointed triumphantly, and they went to find a mode of transportation and enough Skittles to swim in. Upon reflection, Bob decided that he shouldn't have been surprised that Dewey had found so many Skittles, nor the bathtub to bathe in them. Hell, it wasn't even the weirdest thing he'd caught Bob and Frank doing this tour. Bob was just a little startled to stumble into his hotel bathroom at 2 in the morning and find Dewey passed out there with an empty bottle of champagne on the floor, and Frank curled up in the floor beside the sink surrounded by empty beer bottles. Gah! Bob said intelligently, startling himself out of sleep in surprise at the sight of them. Frank jerked awake and then groaned. James, you let me fall asleep in here! He complained, and Dewey carried on snoring happily. Frank looked up blearily at Bob. I need to pee, Bob grumbled a little huffily. Good for you, Frank blinked. Oh, give me a hand? He reached up. Bob pulled him up from the floor. Frank stretched, arms overhead and all the way up to on his tiptoes, cracked his back and saluted, then stumbled back into the bedroom. Bob hoped he didn't pass out on Bob's bed, but Bob's bed was warm, and Frank was a heat thief. Damn it. He still needed to pee. He looked at Dewey's, still snoring and drooling slightly with his head lolled to the side. Fuck it, Bob decided, because Dewey's looked to sincerely be asleep. Then, on second thought, Bob quietly pulled the shower curtain close and then peed. He flushed and washed his hands and groggily made his way back to bed. He woke the next morning to a startled shriek from the bathroom and Frank saying, "I thought I dreamed that!" Those two, Bob decided in his sleepy pre-coffee brain, needed to lay off sugar. The end.